Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, as a Marine, you're trained to handle real threats. But what do you do when it's not an enemy, but your own bathroom that's playing tricks on you?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, let's talk about it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Or just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, it's your decision. You get the advance episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. And you can sign up three ways. Through Apple Podcasts, you can try it for 3 days free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Well, it's really good. I think this might be the first time we've had a marine latrine. This story.
Oh, my God. Let's go back and rename it. The Marine and the Mysterious Latrine.
The Marine's That's the- latrine.
That's the name of this episode.
I don't remember any marine stories before, especially at least on my latrines. Watch, but I leave it to my watch to have to do with a latrine. But I think that we've had a lot of Navy ones, and I just think because the Navy guys are on a creepy ship half the time, or a submarine, or something.
A lot of times, there's been these horrific accidents or things happen on the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
barracks.
You know,
we've had several barracks. From Army barracks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marines, though, it's even, I don't know. I've never been a Marine, but they, you know, the training that they go through, you know, these are really focused, highly trained people.
Absolutely.
And they don't show weakness. And so I wonder if a lot of Marines are like, I'm not sharing that shit with anybody. You know, if they do have an experience, maybe they tend to keep it to themselves.
You know, I don't know. It could be.
Or maybe paranormal things don't happen to Marines. I doubt that.
I doubt that, too.
Because here is one right here.
Okay.
So well, here let's is, hear what it has here's to say. The story. And it says, I never expected to tell a ghost story. I'm a Marine, after all. Someone who brushes off weird noises and creaky floors is no big deal. but I've been seeing some things in my barracks bathroom that just don't add up. About a week ago, I woke up around 1 a.m. to this faint hissing noise. Took me a second to realize that the shower was on. Since these buildings aren't exactly known for their quality construction, I assumed it was just bad plumbing. Still, I got out of bed to check it out, and the moment I headed for the bathroom, the water shut off. The next night, same story. Around 1 a.m., water running, then it stopped as soon as I tried to investigate. This went on for days. Always the same pattern. I even noticed it didn't happen when I left the door open, which made me start to wonder if something else was at play. I'm not someone who jumps to the ghost conclusion. I just figured the building was settling or the shower handle was loose or something along those lines. But none of that explained why it always happened at the same time or why it stopped the second I moved. Then things escalated. I was watching TV late one night when I heard the bathroom door move. At first, I blamed the AC, but the AC in here barely blows a breeze, let alone shuts a door. I turned to see the door closing itself, deliberately. Right then, the shower kicked on at full blast, which freaked me out since the water pressure here is never that strong. The second I touched the knob, the water stopped. I opened the door, nothing. Dry shower, empty bathroom. Feeling kind of foolish, I actually shouted, "Cut the crap, you're not supposed to be here." But who was I talking to? It made me feel ridiculous, but I couldn't ignore what I'd just witnessed. I went back to watching TV, shut the door, and the shower started turning on and off like someone was flicking a switch. Normally, I'd dash right in there, but I just sat there, heart pounding, trying to make sense of it. Over the next few nights, the same pattern kept happening. Nighttime would roll around, and the shower would do its little dance, sometimes without the door closing on its own. In the daylight, everything seemed normal. I thought about telling someone, but I don't exactly want rumors spreading that I'm talking to ghosts in my bathroom. I've considered the usual explanations, drafty hallways, messed up plumbing, a handle that sticks, but none of those account for a door that actively closes or water that roars to life then stops on command. I'm a combat vet. I've dealt with real threats, but somehow this is getting under my skin in a way I didn't expect. For now, I'm keeping a low profile about it. Part of me wants to ignore it and hope it stops. Another part fears it'll get worse. I've even joked with a buddy about throwing salt around or leaving the door open permanently, but that hardly feels like a solution. Whatever this is, ghost, poltergeist, or just the world's weirdest plumbing, it's taken up way too much real estate in my head. I try to brush it off, tell myself it's nothing, but every night I find myself waiting for that door to move or that water to run. If it doesn't, I feel oddly uneasy, like I'm waiting for the punchline to some cosmic joke. And that's where things stand. My shower apparently has a mind of its own. The door sometimes closes itself, and I'm left in this awkward standoff with whatever might be lurking around. I've survived a lot worse than spooky sounds, and I'll admit this has me sleeping with one eye open. If nothing else, it's a good reminder that we can't always explain everything away. Even tough Marines get spooked when the rules of reality seem to bend in their own bathroom. And he just signed it T. I think that's so interesting that it just keeps happening.
I do think there's, you know, there is the lowest common denominator. We are all scared in the dark when we hear something that's not.
That you can't explain, yeah.
Right? Now, did I hear this right, though? That he said he went up, like, this would have been, you know, like in the next week or so. It's been happening every night or whatever. That night he's watching TV. The door opens. The shower starts. He goes in. Nobody's in there. But the shower's dry?
Yeah. Like, so the shower really isn't turning on and off.
He's hearing it turn on and off. And, you know, I keep trying to think in my head, how could you conceivably do this as a practical joke to someone, right? But I don't see how, because you would have to somehow mimic the sound of a shower and then stop it and be watching him enough to know when he went in there and stop it.
I mean, if it isn't barracks, could he be hearing plumbing from another room plumbing sounds from another room, like showering. But I would think he would have debunked that first thing.
I think so, too. And it doesn't explain the stopping at the right moment every time. Like, we could almost figure out some way that the shower could turn on, maybe, right? Maybe we could figure that out. I don't get how you stop it when he steps in there.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. And the door that starts opening, and that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, you're hearing it, you go to investigate it, you get there, it stops.
And the shower stops, and it's dry.
One or two nights of that, okay, coincidental, that happened. But if it's happening repeatedly,
and if it's happening in a shower that's adjacent, maybe right on the other wall in somebody else's room or whatever, it wouldn't just turn off perfectly when you walked in every single time.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, this is paranormal.
But I get it. You know, you don't want to be like that guy. You're a Marine. You don't want to be like, my room, showers.
But I get it. He said, you know, it's taken up way too much real estate in my head. And when these things happen, it does. It kind of begins to, you know, sort of consume you because you're trying so hard to figure it out, right? And then you become painfully aware of everything around you, right? Like, you're looking for clues. You're looking to constantly see. And then the second you kind of let go, damn, it happens again.
And you can't ever relax. And he needs to, because I imagine his days are pretty long and exhausting, that you can't really relax because it's like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? You're always kind of on guard.
I don't see any sort of explanation for this other than paranormal.
I know. I don't like that for him.
Yeah.
And I appreciate his service. Now, I've got a call. The audio on this one is a little bad.
Hey, Daddy. Chicago area. I got a story about my aunt's house. I had no idea anything was wrong with it until I actually lived there with my wife in the basement. She swears up and down. It was a couple of times she woke up middle of the night, somewhat. Well, I'm not sure. And she swears she's seen a little boy with blonde hair and blue eyes just staring at her at the doorway of her bedroom. I didn't think nothing of it because I've never experienced anything there. Even when I was a little kid growing up visiting my aunt, I've never experienced anything in that house. But when she mentioned something to my cousin, because my aunt was truly sick when we moved there, she had cancer, she had to pass away. But talked to my cousin, and she said, oh yeah, there's something definitely up with the house. And I was like, hey, really? Okay, well, what's going on with the house? And she says, when she was a little kid, that in her bedroom, she would get nervous, and she had a bunch of teddy bears on her dresser. And every night before she went to bed, she didn't like the way the teddy bears looked at her. So she had to turn them towards the wall. And by the time she got back to her bed and turned back around, the teddy bears were looking back at her. And I was like, okay, well, you know, you're a little kid, thinking nothing of it. But then heard a story about my aunt saying that one day she was home alone, washing clothes. You know, she lived on the first floor of the basement, was where the laundry area was. She was doing laundry. She had a dryer full of towels. And she heard the dryer go off. So she, you know, thinks nothing of it. She goes downstairs to get the laundry to, you know, grab the towels. And come to find out that all the towels are folded up in the center and stacked in the center of the basement room in the laundry room. Folded up and stacked dead center in the laundry room. And I didn't believe any of this stuff, you know. But then I come to think about it, if it happened to my aunt, my cousin, and not my wife, there's something truly going on with that house. You know, and not to mention that the address. I'm not going to give the exact address. I know someone lives there now, and I don't know. It's been years since I've been there. But the address is 6666. I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with it. But, you know, and I'm sure there's plenty of more stories that my cousin could have told me, but I really didn't get into it. I'm just one of those people that I believe in it. I believe in ghosts. I just never experienced it or seen it with my own eyes. I just hear stories from other people. Maybe I'm not sensitive enough. Maybe I have no clue. But yeah, that's my story. And thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That spirit or whatever is going on there is kind of like your dream ghost. Because
isn't it?
I know we've always talked about, like, if you're going to haunt my house, be productive and help out. And it folded the laundry. It folded the freaking towels.
Well, I was like, oh, my
God. Best ghost ever.
That's not a ghost. That's a fairy. That's like the laundry fairy.
Oh, my God. Like, you can hang out here forever. You know, as long as you get a little bit done, and it doesn't have to be a lot, just, you know, pull your own weight.
I loved that. Now,
the other two, like seeing the little boy, when his wife saw the little boy, and then the teddy bear thing for his cousin.
Teddy bear thing, completely spooky. Creepy.
Yeah, that's spooky. But the fact that the aunt, you know, heard the dryer go off, I would let all the other shit go and say, okay, honey, I know it terrified you with the teddy bears, but it's helping me with the laundry. And this is a big deal to me.
Well, you know what I would do?
We're not getting an exorcism.
I would get out, like, all of the stuff for window cleaning, and I'd set it all out and everything, and then I'd go, I really need the windows cleaned, and then I'd go in the other room and see
Sigh.
If I came back.
If only I had time to clean my windows. I'm just going to set this here because I have other chores.
You know, like get the vacuum out, put it in the middle of the room. Gosh, I'm just so exhausted. I wish I had enough energy to vacuum.
But I've got the windows and the laundry.
I'll be back in 15 minutes.
By the way, that one day when my laundry was folded, it was so helpful. I don't think it's a haunting. I think it's a gift from the Lord.
I think there's a haunting and a fairy. I think there's two different things here.
Oh, my God. I love that story, Eddie. Thank you.
The teddy bear thing, the little boy thing, completely off the rails, creepy. But the folding towel
thing. That came from so out of left field. I wasn't ready for that.
I was
ready for it. And then the aunt went in the creepy-ass basement. And there was a little boy. That's what I was thinking was going to happen. I didn't think it'd be your laundry be folded.
And
I was like, yes.
Oh, yes. I have been waiting for this ghost all my life.
Jesus. Oh, my God. If only I could have had time to do the dishes before bed. Because we're always hearing stories of people like going to bed and hear dishes clanging and pots and pans and sounds in the kitchen. Didn't do the dishes while you're in there.
I know, like when you hear the clanging, you know, you just need to go down the kitchen, flip on the light, and go, for God's sake, just do the damn dishes. Just
please,
get it done.
Please. Oh my God, I love that story. Okay, so one more. And this says, back in the summer of 2004, I stayed at my friend's house, an old 3-bedroom place that once belonged to his grandparents. Both had passed away in the house, though not at the same time. And the will stated that the house could not be sold. That's weird, because it's like, you're gone. So my friend's aunt rented it to him. He used two of the rooms for himself and his kids, and the third room was mostly storage, packed with furniture, boxes, and even a queen bed. He told us we could crash in that third bedroom if we wanted. Nobody else liked it. He didn't say it was haunted, just that it made people uneasy. My husband and I weren't spooked, so we took it. From the first night, I noticed something odd. I'd wake up around 6:30 every morning without fail. It wasn't a light doze or anything. I'd be wide awake at exactly the same time, no matter how tired I was. Then one morning, I was half asleep, hearing footsteps in the hallway, and in my drowsy state, I thought my grandmother was coming to yank the covers off me for school, even though she never really visited. Sure enough, those footsteps got louder and the blankets were suddenly pulled off me and dropped to the floor. I woke up, and in the next instant, I realized my grandmother wasn't there. She lived in another state, and I was definitely not a kid, Yet the blankets were on the floor. Nobody was in the room. That's so weird that you'd be having a dream that this whole premise is happening and then the blankets come off and then you realize that part was a dream, but this part wasn't. I felt my heart pound as I looked around. The door was closed. My husband was still fast asleep and everything else seemed normal. But what had just yanked off my covers? At breakfast, I told my friend about it. He just shrugged it off. He's not one to get rattled, but I couldn't shake how real it felt. Despite that, I kept sleeping in that room. If the spirit or whatever it was wanted me out of bed at 6:30, it didn't seem dangerous, and I even started half expecting to see a figure, but it never happened. We moved out a few weeks later, but I've never forgotten that morning. I've always been sensitive to energies, rarely seen any actual apparitions, but definitely picking up on weird vibes in certain places. This felt like a direct interaction, physically losing the covers and flashing back to a childhood memory of grandma. Maybe it was the grandparent spirits, especially if one used to wake someone up for school, or maybe I somehow stepped into a residual memory, reliving what a grandchild once experienced in that room. I've also considered a more mundane explanation, like a super realistic dream, except for the fact that my blankets ended up on the floor. That's hard to brush off as just my imagination. My friend still lives in the house. He says nothing else has happened in that third bedroom. Maybe the energy only surfaces when someone new stays there. I'm not really sure what the real story is. Am I physically picking up on old memories? Did I literally have a run-in with a punctual ghost? Either way, it stuck with me all these years, and I still get chills thinking about it. So my story isn't dramatic, it's not gory, but it sure felt real. I'd love to know if someone else has had a similar wake-up call from beyond. If you have any theories, let me know. And I guess I'll stick to regular alarm clocks, Sarah. You know, that's an interesting thing with the way that happened, because I think we've all had a dream that... like, you could be dreaming about a certain thing, and then something in real life happens right at that moment that makes sense in your dream. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, there's a crash. And so how did you know that crash was going to happen, or the cat was going to jump on the bed right at that moment in your dream?
Mm-hmm. Or I've had where in my dream... I'm hearing, you know, some really loud noise that's really annoying. And I'm searching the house trying to find what this noise is. And then I finally wake up and realize the phone is ringing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or something along that line. But you are right. Like, you know, we all have had those dreams, and yours that you're describing is weirder than the one I described, because, you know, like something like all of a sudden culminates in, you know, somebody jumping on you or something.
Because I have had it. I've had this happen throughout my life, that the dreams kind of lead right up to that second. And mm-hmm. like, it's one thing mm-hmm. when you fall asleep to the TV and then the TV is incorporated in your dreams. I get how that happens.
Right. Right.
But the fact that, you know, I was dreaming something at the exact moment my cat jumped on the bed, which made sense in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But how? And so maybe she had a dream like that, that the covers just, I don't know, that covers sliding off you. And maybe they had like satin sheets or something like that. But my covers would never fall off my bed. I don't roll around much when I sleep. And well, sometimes I do, but I kind of just go in the same spot because I sleep with too many pets.
But, you know, she didn't seem to be in any sort of confusion about that she didn't remove the blankets, because she said, I felt like this was like a direct interaction.
Yeah. You know? Was it really a dream that she was having? Was it?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, like, that she dreamt about her grandma waking her up for school, and the grandparents did live in that house. And the residual memory thing, I thought, was an interesting theory.
I did, too. I thought, that's not a bad one. This idea of ghosts pulling blankets off of people That happens all the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a common one.
But she definitely felt it. And it happened.
And her friend is like, it doesn't bother me any, you know. And I think he just is not sensitive. There's probably all kinds of stuff going on in that house. His, you know, laundry's probably folded all the time. And he's just going, thanks, you know.
Thanks, Grandma.
Yeah.
But the thing that seems so weird to me about that is that in the will, the grandparents were like, you cannot sell this house. You know, why did they have that strong of attachment? Because when I die, I love this house, but y'all can do with it what you need to, you know, sell it,
right?
Split the money, do whatever you
why
want
would
to.
You,
or if somebody wants to buy it.
Why would you make people, you know, have to take care of something, you know, the rest of their lives?
You know, written in the will, I just think that's so extreme.
Yeah.
It's like, just let it go. It's just a house. Let the family do with it what they need to. Again, are they even able to really take care of the house? And then somebody's mm-hmm. renting the house.
Somebody's got to pay taxes on
yeah.
it. And,
so know. I don't know. I think that's interesting. So if you have a real ghost story, why not let us know about it? Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber and get the advance episodes and access to the archive, all without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know when it's time for an eye exam. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. Most vision insurance plans welcomed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The sun is calling. Are you ready? From beach days to soccer plays. Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen helps protect your family's skin so you can focus on the fun, not the sun. With no fragrances, parabens, or phthalates, our mineral sunscreen is designed for your sensitive skin and trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents alike. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Shop now on Amazon.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.